Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question: "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David, by the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day forward did anyone dare ask him any more questions. This is the word of our Lord. I would venture to say that love is the one thing in this world that is universal. No matter where you go or what country you are traveling in, love is universally expressed and universally desired. All of humanity longs to find and experience genuine love in their life, whether that love comes from a significant other, or children, or siblings, or parents, or even animals. Each and every single person wants to know that they are appreciated, that they are accepted, that they are thought of, and that they are loved. Love is a dominant theme throughout our entire world. The film industry alone has made millions and billions of dollars producing love movies that tug at our human heartstrings. It is love that is one of the top five topics that is written about. And it is love that is the main theme for music. Love songs like "When a Man Loves a Woman" or "Can You Feel the Love Tonight?" "I Just Called to Say I Love You," "All We Need is Love," and "I Can't Help Falling in Love" are classics that we quickly recognize and that we can immediately start humming the tune. And the topic of love hasn't just saturated the film and the music and the writing industry. The theme of love has a dominant presence within the Christian faith and other various faith traditions throughout the world. You heard this morning two accounts, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament, where love is mentioned and is regarded as the highest tenet of the Christian faith. But beyond the Christian faith, Buddhism is another faith tradition where love is a central message and admonishment. Buddhism teaches that just as blood nourishes the heart, which keeps it flowing, so love nourishes spiritual freedom and is in turn kept flowing by it. Confucianism is another faith tradition where love is a key principle. The term Ren is the foundational virtue of Confucianism. The English rendering of this word, Ren, is goodness, benevolence, and love. It characterizes the behavior a human being exhibits in order to promote a flourishing human community. The person who exhibits Ren or love exemplifies the highest ideal of what a human should be doing and encourages others to strive towards it. And then there are the various proverbs in the Tao Te Ching and in the Chinese proverbs that teach us about the importance of love. Some of those proverbs say, "Love and attention makes all things grow. A flower cannot blossom without sunshine, nor a garden without love. And love for a person must extend to even the crows on his roof." I share all these things with you and these various aspects of life, where love plays an intricate role throughout our society and throughout the entire world, so that we all can see just how dominant and universal love is. It is love that encompasses most of what we see and what we hear. It is love that is the central message of our faith and a leading and guiding principle for numerous other faith traditions. It is love that weaves this world together and makes the world go round. In our scripture reading from Matthew this morning, we heard again how we are supposed to love. We are constantly encouraged to love at all times because, as we just discussed, it is love that dominates all facets of life and has far-reaching effects on individuals in any given society throughout our world. Most people, Bible scholars included, describe Jesus' commandment to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourself as twofold. We are to love God, and we are to love our neighbor. I would describe this admonishment from Jesus to be threefold. We are to love God, we are to love our neighbor, and we are to love ourselves. We cannot love our neighbor as ourself if we do not already possess love for ourselves. So loving ourselves is key in this whole process of being able to extend love to other people. And I believe it is this third component that is the trickiest for us. It is the one that is most difficult for us to accomplish and the one we struggle with the most. It is hard for us to really love ourselves and to fully accept all of who we are. We are quick to think demeaning thoughts and about ourselves and possess self-defeating attitudes. We are quick to judge ourselves harshly and dismiss our self-worth. The saying, "We are our worst critic," is widely used, and it is common for a reason. And that is because we are all too hard on ourselves, and we are all too judgmental and critical of ourselves. 89% of the entire world's population reports having and struggling with some sort of self-esteem or self-acceptance. So it is this third aspect of Jesus' threefold admonishment that I wanted us to focus on this morning. How we can truly and better love ourselves. And not only for our own sake and to enhance our own personal lives, so that by genuinely loving ourselves, we can actually extend and exhibit love towards others. There are numerous ways in which we can show love towards ourselves, and I wanted to briefly talk about three of those things. The first example I wanted to share with you is a meditation. It is called Loving Kindness, and it addresses the issue of self-loathing. Loving Kindness meditation is a meditation where the person recites mentally three or four different phrases to themselves in order to promote positive words about themselves and to themselves. For instance, in this particular meditation, the individual would draw to mind an image from their childhood, recalling one of those instances in which they were the happiest. And then they recite four phrases to themselves. Those four phrases are, "May I experience happiness, may I experience love, may I experience acceptance, and may I experience good health." As you say these four phrases, it leads to positive thoughts about yourselves, and it brings positive thoughts into your mind and into your heart. There's a neuroscientist, Richard Davidson, who did a study on 500 participants, specifically using this loving kindness meditation, and he used an MRI machine to study the brain activity when people would do this meditation. He had each participant just do this meditation for 3 minutes each day. The study showed that the loving kindness meditation has profound impacts on the brain, particularly in areas of compassion towards other people and the self. The study also found that the MRIs showed that those individuals doing this meditation had particular areas of the brain that were lit up. And those specific areas of the brain were responsible for joy and love and happiness and contentment with others and their self. So something as simple as sitting down each day and doing a meditation for 3 minutes can generate positive thoughts to ourselves and about ourselves, has a profound impact on our self-esteem, our contentment, and our overall happiness. Another way we can better love ourselves is to explore why we don't or why we aren't content with who we are. Oftentimes, a lack of self or love for self is due to guilt and shame that we may be harboring, or a lack of forgiveness and grace that we extend to ourselves. So in order to truly love ourselves, we have to let go of those areas of our life where guilt and shame lurk, and we have to allow grace and forgiveness to settle in and transcend those parts of our past. Through grace and forgiveness, a person is able to gravitate away from those negative images and those perspectives that they have about themselves and maybe that they've been clutching onto for many years. So by letting go of those areas of our lives where we've been harboring guilt and shame, And by allowing grace and forgiveness to enter our inner being, then the love of self can finally emerge and blossom. One other final and easy way that we can increase the love for self is by truly absorbing other people's compliments and the kind gestures that they demonstrate toward us. Oftentimes, when we are complimented by someone, we are quick to deflect their words or we shrug them off. When someone says we are pretty or we're handsome or we're smart or sweet, we are quick to say, no, I'm not, or, well, I don't know about that. Or we do something else to bat away their compliment. It is hard for us to receive compliments and to genuinely just say thank you and to leave it at that. But by allowing ourselves to receive these compliments and these kind gestures from other people, it has the power and the potential to shape the way that we think and feel about ourselves. By simply allowing the kind words from others to soak into our inner core, it leaves us feeling happier about who we are and ultimately results in an increase of self-acceptance and love for ourselves. So these are just three very easy and simple things that we can do in our own personal lives and on a day-to-day basis. We can allot 3 minutes each day to generate positive thoughts about ourselves and to ourselves. We can let go of guilt and shame and allow grace and forgiveness to penetrate our inner core. And we can also allow compliments and kind words to soak into our inner being. Love is a universal language spoken by all people and desired by all people. It is love that dominates most of what we see and what we hear. It is love that weaves this world together and makes it go round. And all of that starts by loving ourselves. We cannot extend genuine love towards our neighbor if we do not first possess love for ourselves. You just simply cannot give away that which you don't have. So may we all leave here with a deeper insight about Jesus' threefold admonishment to love God, to love neighbor, and to love ourself. May we truly understand the importance of taking time each day to love on ourselves, and not only for our own sake and to enhance our own personal lives, but so that by truly loving ourselves, we can actually extend and exhibit genuine love to our neighbor and help make this world go round. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.